I expect our best, honestly. I expect guys to go out there and compete and make plays, you know. So, you know, just because it's new and it's changed doesn't mean it has to be a setback. I mean, if anything, we should be energized. Like, you know, we're 0-0 and everybody's got a shot. That's the cool part about the NFL. Every year stands on its own 2 feet and you got a chance. You know, you build off any success you had in the past. You remember that, and then anything that bad happened, you use that as motivation to correct. So, you know, I mean, it's first of all, it's week one against the Green Bay Packers here in Chicago. I mean, if you can't get excited for that game, we're in the wrong business. Yeah, but I mean, that's exciting about every year. You never know how it's going to go. And you know, you might start one way and finish the next. So, yeah, I mean, it's, every year of football, this is what we love to do. And week one is that, you know, it's like that, you know, Labor Day barbecue. You know what I mean? You kind of, for us, it's like the start of our summer, right? Or whatever you want to call Memorial Day. Sorry, there you go, wrong one. You know, it's the start of something. It's that feeling of, okay, now it's down for, you know, time to get down to business and really embrace it. And like I said, I'm fortunate. This is my 12th one. You don't get those every time, so I don't take them for granted at all. Understanding, you know, you can be done at any time. So for me, that's what week one is about. And just throw a division rival in there and the Packers and just, you know, trying to create something new and whatever, everything that, you know, Fox and Fangio, everybody's been preaching around here. It's time to go out and just and play and put it all out there. You know what? Not getting frustrated. I think you have to stay consistently. You have to, you know, he can get rid of that ball so fast and you know, quick game, and obviously have a good running game too. But if you're just talking about Aaron, it's you know, staying on top of what your rush plan is and staying on top of it to where when he does hold that ball, you can hopefully harass him and get him off his point. But yeah, if you let that guy get into a rhythm, he's a dangerous man. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I know what to expect. I've been on the good side and the bad side of it. So, you know, I know how it can get away from you really quick if you let him get going. And I know that it's possible to beat him. You know, so, you know, it is, you know, I don't know if familiarity, I mean, I guess, but he's just familiar with what I do or anybody he's played with a long time too. So, it's always fun to compete against the best. I mean, that's the bottom line. I consider him one of the best, and you know, it's one of those games. You know, you have to bring your hard hat and your lunch pail and go to work. Fernell, he's cool, man. I like Fernell. He's just chill. You know what I mean? I don't even know how to really describe it. He's just, you can just tell he wants to go out and make play. He carries a persona with him. You know, it's good to see, and he carries this confidence with him, and, you know, obviously having, you know, a lot of success, you know, as a defensive unit up in Baltimore, he has that in his mindset. And for me, I love seeing that. It reminds me, I was just telling the guys the other day in our room, the competitive nature, and I can only speak for our room, that we have in our room, reminds me of some of my days back in Minnesota when, you know, me, Pat, and Kevin were just, and Ray were just ultra competitive with each other, and you have that kind of that confidence and that, you know what, don't matter what the call is, what the thing, we want to go out there and make plays. And that's kind of the best way to describe Pete. He just is that, doesn't say a whole lot, you know what I mean, as far as, like, you know, he's not real boisterous and loud, but he goes out and makes plays, and when he speaks, everybody listens. So, you know, it's been, I've enjoyed getting to know him and watch how he plays.